Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I don't know if he puts them in order. I just know he pulls them out every time something comes up.
Man, I got to get these jokers in order, dog. Hold on one second, man.
He probably got signs for...
Just one.
I'm hungry.
That's two. Yeah. That's you have one. An order. You have a specific order for those.
Mouse
in the house, three. Yeah, yeah.
So because that's a basketball sign, you don't need that right now.
Yeah, there's some mouse in the house going on in Pittsburgh land, but I'll come back to that in a minute.
You can do that with a moss. You can do that if somebody mosses somebody, right?
Yeah. Just to let y'all know, I got a gang of signs, but I got some ones that's coming. It's unbelievable.
Love
it. Big G.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Pay said, there are no unbelievable signs, man.
There are always some. Yeah. Unbelievable, man.
Man.
Yeah.
I like that one.
That one should be right beside the bias sign.
Yeah. The go.
No, heck no.
Yeah. Nine.
I got a Michigan sucks sign coming too. So,
man, come on now.
Tate, Saban sucks. Nick Saban sucks. Yeah.
That is really random.
Yeah, that
Lane.
Is.
Lane.
This one. Are we at 11?
Are we at 11?
No, 12? We like 14.
14?
Yeah.
Corner time.
That's for Timmy Lyons. It's coming, bro.
Something you never pay off.
I pay off corner time. One of the all-time favorites.
Man, we got to start the show. We ain't got time for him to go through all the signs.
I got some more.
We have another show for his signs.
Yeah.
Big G.
Yeah.
Enough. Fellas, what's happening?
Man, chilling, Tate. What's going on with you, man?
Not too much, man. It's Friday, man. My sister, my mom, my sister. My mom's here from Ohio. My sister and her family, her husband and three kids, 5-year-old, 3-year-old, 2-year-old, out there somewhere in my house, man.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to stay in this room all night.
You should. Katie, bar the door. Katie bought a door, no entry. That's the only place you're going to get any type of peace and quiet.
Stay in a room recording all night like you Tupac, huh?
Yeah.
I must have been in the studio. I got a couch here, a pull-out bed. I got a TV. So it's kind of like the studio like Tupac used to rock it back in the day. Just stay there all night, man, making album after album, but you know.
All you need is skinny popcorn and water, dog, and you'll be straight till in the morning.
Oh, I'm out of skinny pop, man. I might have my wife go to the store and go get some. I need it. But yeah, man, why don't y'all say what's up to the homies in the live chat, man?
What's up, Afton, Carly, Claude, John, Tim Lyons?
What's up to the homies in the live chat,
Joseph Donovan? Is that a new? Is that a new guest, or I missed him?
It looks like I've never seen his name before.
He might have been here on one of my holidays. I'm not sure.
Joseph Donovan, can we call you JD? That sounds real cool, man.
I like
man.
JD.
I like yeah, JD.
yeah. That's a boss name.
Matt Smith.
Boss nickname. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, we got some new people, man. So, yeah, Reginald Rivers, of course, always rocking it out with us, Reginald Rivers. We appreciate
my boy,
it.
My boy, Hater Claude in the building.
Yep, Kathy is in the building as well. So we
cheers to all of you. Hopefully we can carry you through this post-happy hour time.
Yeah.
After say JD, been here before.
What? Hey, thank you for coming back. We appreciate
what's up, JD? Yeah.
For sure. Hey, so Tate, let's do it, man. Let's do this.
All right, how y'all want to start, man? We're going to just start real quick about updates for the Steelers OTAs, touch on other teams' OTAs, then really just open it up to the live chat for any questions you got about, hopefully, the Steelers. If you got questions about the Steelers, you get more of me and Big G.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you got still questions about the Bengals, you get more of B Dirt. If you got questions about them Ratbirds, the Ravens, you get the homie Pay.
Yeah. He said the Ratbirds. And the Elves is just random, man. We're going to holler at the Elves. Anybody can
John
jump in.
John C. wants to talk about Obie Trice.
Hey, I promise you, John, that's where I was going, man. You know, word
but
on the street.
It's Corey Trice. Obie Trice is a rapper.
I know, but it's great that he said that. He got an LOL right after it. He put an LOL after that, but I didn't leave.
Okay, I see it.
Hey, but I promise you that's where I was going because word on the street is in the OTAs that you can't tell the difference between him and Joey Porter Jr., man. These guys on bump and run, man press coverage is locking sides of the field down. And not only do I think and feel and believe that he's going to, of course, make the 53-round roster at a 7th-round draft pick, but this kid is going to be playing serviceable downs come Sundays. You know, he's going to be a nickel corner for sure. And if somebody goes down, he's going to be ready to go in and start. I think we found a diamond in the rough, and I think we secured probably within the next two years, two starting corners that's going to be in the Steelers roster for 8 to 10 years. Without a doubt, as long as we can make the money available to pay him, this kid can play. You know, every Steeler draft pick, by the way, too, can play football. There's no scrubs out there. All of these guys, every guy from round 1 to round 7 is going to make the 53-man roster. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. They're going to make it. So Trice looks good. He looks real good. You know,
so everybody from the draft is gonna make the team 53.
All seven in the building, baby. 7 pins, they all making it because Trice was the last man up, and there's no way in the world he's not gonna make the team. So you know,
how many players did you all sign in free agency?
I want to say counting the last guy from Arizona, 10.
Somebody's gonna be the odd man out.
We signed
Herbig from the Jets guard. Siamalu. We signed. Is that it? We traded for Allen Robinson. He's new.
Yeah.
That's three. Is there any more free agent signings on offense?
No, not offensively. No.
Then on defense, we got Pat P.
Yep. Neal.
Keanu Neal.
The two linebackers.
Yeah. Holcomb and what's his name?
Kid from Miami.
Yeah. I always forget his name, man.
And the defensive lineman. We got a defensive lineman from the Los Angeles Chargers. So what I'm saying, Pay, by you asking that question, there's going to be guys that was traditionally made the 53-man roster for Pittsburgh that's not going to be on the 53-man roster moving forward. They brought in talent, you know, and that, you know, I think personally they were tired of, I think the Pittsburgh brash not just the fans base, but I'm talking about the brass, the ownership. We're not mediocre by far, but we're just tired of being in the middle of the pack. It was time to start pushing some chips in and make a move, you know. And I think between free agency and the draft, it definitely went down like that, man. So there's going to be guys that are not normally names that you don't normally associate with the 53-man roster that are going to not only make it stick, but going to play. You know, that's just – and I like it like that. Nobody's job safe. You got to play, man.
Oh, it's a lot of competition going in Pittsburgh right now, man.
Yeah, yeah.
What you think about Pat P getting on the first team? Not Pat P, I mean PZ Jr.
He's right off the bat. That's what you drafted him for. There's three kids that I said would start right off the bat. The kid from Wisconsin, a defensive tackle. Joey Porter Jr. at the corner.
Keanu Benton, PZ Jr.
And Broderick Jones at tackle. Those guys should start.
That's four.
Right off the bat. That's three.
Okay.
The plus nose tackle.
And you ain't saying nothing about Darnell Washington.
He's not going to start because Darnell Washington is a specialty player.
I just
to start off with.
I just saw last year, as far as starting goes.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Gentry. Gentry started more than Freiermuth.
Yes.
So he didn't necessarily get more snaps. Obviously, you know, he get more balls, but he started more.
Yeah. But the issue with Washington is you're going to see Washington when we get inside the 30-yard line. That's when he's coming in the game. And they're going to go 12 personnel, and you're not going to know what's coming. You don't know if it's going to be play action rollout passes. You don't know if it's going to be him standing back and do a zone read type thing and just pull it up and throw the ball to Washington. You don't know. And that's why people were salivating so much. And it's really we really were fortunate because there's no way after the actual NFL doctors examined Washington, there's really nothing wrong with him. He doesn't need surgery or doesn't need anything else. It's a miracle that he fell to us. I'm not tripping, but we got him. So the issue is, okay, now because you passed on him, he's going to make everybody that passed on him pay. He's going to make you pay, man. And on the red zone, he's a nightmare. In the red zone, he's a nightmare. What do you do when you got him and Freiermuth and you're in 12? Tell me how to stop him. If you got Pickens, Deontay Johnson, or Pickens and Allen Robinson, and then you got freaking Freiermuth and Washington in the slots with Najee and Pickett, how do you stop it? You can't stop it, man. It's a matchup nightmare. So there's going to be a lot of, like I said, Pittsburgh got tired of doing that mediocre thing, and it's time to push the chips in the middle and get it in. That's just, you know, that's just me.
Big G, tell me your six receivers that make it.
Calvin Austin III, Allen Robinson, Deontay Johnson, George Pickens, the big kid from that was from the XFL or whatever else he is. What's his name? The 6'5", 230-pound kid.
Hakeem Jeffries.
And Boykin.
There's your six. So they keep those two big dudes?
Yeah.
I like Boykin, especially on special teams.
Yeah. He's really good at special teams. That's the reason why he's got to stay in there.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I don't see it for Allen Robinson.
You don't see it? Like, he going to get cut?
I would not be shocked. Would not be shocked. You got a lot of guys. You got a lot of guys in that wide receiver room, and youth always wins out.
Man, they're going to keep Allen Robinson, man, to put the pressure on the guys that are in front of him. And listen, I'm not too far going to believe that the Steelers won't make a trade. You know, con man done figured it out, bruh. You know, he's done figured out when guys got value and they doing stuff good in camp and all whatever else, he's not scared to pull the trigger. So
did you have Gunner in there? Did you say Gunner?
Nah, Gunner ain't gonna make it.
No.
No.
Yeah, I think Gunner.
So him, value. Anthony Miller, Cody White, Jamarcus Bradley out.
Yeah.
Cody White is a career practice squad because his dad worked in the front office.
Yeah. Calvin Austin.
Not a bad gig.
Calvin Austin with all them special teams, the kickoff return, punt return, and all. That's his job. He's a change.
Well, they got
the field agent. He's the flip the field guy.
They got that dude. What's his name from San Diego State? Undrafted free agent Darius Byrd.
I don't think he's gonna make it. Austin's gonna get kickoffs and punts. He's gonna flip the field. I mean, so So you guys know too, and I'm not, you know, exaggerating at all. There's actual footage out there of Austin running his 40 time at the combine with a real clock on him. He clocked like a 4.2 flat. There's actual footage. You can see it and watch it. He's that fast. So, yes, yeah, he's coming off an injury. But, bro, if he catches that sucker clean, he's to the house. You better catch him. You better get him on that first wave. You better get him.
Hey, I saw a Pat P on his podcast, All Things Covered, with what's the dude's name? Brian McFadden. Mm-hmm. And they was talking about Pat P had to match up with him in OTAs. He's like, everybody owe him an apology. He's like, y'all didn't tell me this young boy was that fast.
Yeah, he's really like a 4.2-ish guy, you know. And this footage, like I said, you can look it up and find it. That guy's that fast. So he's taking all the special team snaps. The battle tape, you know, my last closing thing about what's going on in OTAs, the battles this year, and I'm so glad it finally is in the trenches. The battles are in the offensive line and defensive line. You got to play to start. Like, you know, it's no gimme. It's your position.
Who got to play? Let me ask you a position. You tell me who start.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some names. Mm-hmm. Who starts at nose tackle? Is it Fioco? Is it Armon Watts from Minnesota? Or is it Keanu Benton, the rookie from Wisconsin?
The rookie? The rookie or number 99. Who's 99? I always forget his name.
I got your depth chart right here.
No, 99. But the rookie's going to start at nose tackle.
99 is...
They got Adams, Montrevious Adams.
Yeah. He's 99? No. Ogunjobi's 99.
Yeah, Ogunjobi. I seen plays with him at nose.
Him and Ken Hayward are starting on defensive end in the 3-4.
Yep.
So they'll open up start. I'm saying who's going to be the nose? You say Benton.
Yeah, that's about, what they project on ESPN.
Mm-hmm. What about Montrevious Adams? Is he out of here?
Does he get cut, or are you saying does he get cut or make the roster?
Yeah, is he out of here?
No, I think he'll make the roster. He'll make the 50.
So I feel like Heiko does it.
I feel like the lineman, you got to keep Cam Hayward.
Yeah.
Ogunjobi.
Yep.
Yep.
I think they obviously the rookie Benton.
Yeah, Loudermilk is probably.
I think they give Loudermilk another chance. They traded up for him to get in the fifth round again 2 years ago.
About Armon Watts.
I think they give him one more year.
Okay. Watts is out of here. Watts.
Armon Watts.
Shipped. He might get traded. He ain't going nowhere.
So, why you say clearly? Why is he better than Watts?
His on the field play.
Oh, I don't know much about either one of them. I know.
Yeah, it's on the field play, bro.
It seemed like Watts was a higher pedigree coming out the draft. That's all I know.
I hear you.
I think Watts came from SEC and Fioco came from like Oregon or somewhere like that. No, he came from LSU, didn't he?
Yes, sir, he did. SEC bound. So, I like that's the battle on the defense, but on the offensive line, the battle's even more crazier. The battle's crazy over there.
So, what between Dan Moore and Jones.
The rookie should start, but I've heard and I've watched and I've seen that Dan Moore is not taking any snaps for advantage. He's not saying like it's my job. He's pressing to say, okay, I should get an opportunity to play tackle. Whether or not he wins the job, who knows? But I think Jones should start just based on raw talent.
I tell you the shakeup going to be they got Dan Moore working at right tackle.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Chooks. Save that money. Now, if that don't happen this year and they let Chooks stay a year, it's going to happen next year.
Yeah, they might trade.
They like Dan Moore, but Broderick Jones is such a talent. I read somewhere that if he was more experienced, he played like 19 games at Georgia.
Yeah.
If he was more experienced, he'd have been a top three pick.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't have a lot, but which is actually good for an offensive lineman. You don't want an offensive lineman and a running back that's got a wear and tear on their legs. You just don't want that. So 19 snaps at Georgia, all
Big
world.
Big G, right there.
Dotson or Green? Oh, that's hard, man. That is too early to call. It's too early to call. So, the camp battles, too, is going to be too rough, man.
Is that for backup or for starter?
Shoot, I would say backup.
Yeah, because they got Isaac.
That's to make the team.
Samalo.
Yeah, Samalo definitely starting. They just – They just pay him $8 million a year to come from Philly. He's definitely starting.
They got like James Daniels right
definitely
guard.
Starting.
Yep.
The battle is between the three tackles.
Yep.
We already know our interior.
Yeah.
Mason Cole at the center.
Yeah.
James Daniel at right tackle, right guard.
Yep. Right guard. And then
Samalo at left guard.
Yep. Yep.
So the battle's between dude. You got like Tomlin say, you got three dogs and two bones.
Yeah. I love it. You know, Tate, you know, back in the day, what type of fan I was with different teams. But, you know, all of us sort of gravitated toward the Pistons back in the day just because where our pedigree, where we're from in Ohio. And that's how Chuck Daly, I know it's basketball to football, but he had all these athletes, all these good players, and he was like, throw it up, fight for your playing time. And I love that. Anytime you got a roster where nobody's stuff is really, really 100% secure and you playing for playing, you fight for playing time, hey, man, that's good football. That means you're hungry and you're ready to play.
That's my hot take, man. I think Kendrick Green makes the team. That's my hot take. I ain't saying he playing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying they're not ready to give up on the third round yet.
Yeah.
I'm saying I think he's been working and he probably is a better center, a backup center, and he can play guard. He's versatility. Mm. Dotson trade bait.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dotson's trade bait.
There's some of those guys on that 53-man roster that might not make it. Gentry might not make it. He might not.
Well,
I mean, if you keep Washington, Freiermuth, and you keep Hayward, well, Gentry's a tradable piece, you know.
They could keep four tight ends. Gentry could be trade. Well, the trade bait is Dotson. I agree with you with Gentry. I hadn't heard that one, but I agree with you. Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
Trade bait. And maybe one of those receivers.
WRs. Yeah, one of them WRs. Trade bait, man. And you, like I said, in the NFL, see, we know every year coming into the camp, you guys are going to hear me say this over and over again. Somebody always gets hurt, man. Somebody's going to get hurt. So somebody's going to need a serviceable guy to come in and play that position. So the Steelers have a good dilemma on their hands. They probably have 62 guys that really could make the 53-man roster. So those guys that get cut are tradable if somebody needs a piece.
Hey, yeah, you don't have any opinions about the Steelers whatsoever? You're just up there being our eye candy in the corner?
No.
I've got only thing that I've got to say is I was pleasantly surprised about two things. One, how G is so confident that close to 20 new additions are going to make the team. And how you casually admitted to being an NBA bandwagon fan.
That's a good call.
Hey, man, everybody from this little corner of Northwest Ohio loved the Detroit Pistons back in the 80s, going in the late 80s. If they say they didn't, they lied. Everybody was rocking with the Bad Boys, bro. Everybody. You know, you see either them or you like the Bulls. You was a closet Bulls fan. So, but I'm saying – that's the pedigree that they had in Detroit. 53, throw the ball up, fight for your time. And I like that ideology. I like that.
Yeah, that's what worked so well for Pete Carroll out there in Seattle. Mm-hmm. I think Philly adheres to that kind of model now. It's all about competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. But let's
Robert Cottick says Mason Rudolph is not trade bait. Does that mean you want to keep him or does that mean no one else wants him?
Somebody's going to get hurt, Robert. Somebody's going to get hurt. I'm telling you.
Mason.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
Mason is our third. He's better than a lot of teams' seconds, is all I'm saying. I'm not saying he's going to go somewhere and be a starter, but if you can get a fifth-round pick for him, why not?
Exactly.
But B-Dirk, man, what's going on over there in Bingo Land, man?
Well, Tyler Boyd is back at OTAs, which is pretty big for us since he's – you know, doesn't have a contract after this season, but he showed up. He took a couple days, the first couple days off. His daughter had a dance recital he went to and did that thing before he came in. But he was in a very good mood and helped running the wide receiver drill. So we had all but two cats there. right tackle is going to be the question. You know, Jonah Williams is not there yet. Jackson Carmen looks better than he ever has, but is that a starting right tackle? I don't know. Better than he has been, but not as good as his pedigree was coming out of Clemson.
Yeah, he started at Clemson.
Now,
and he probably started about 15, 20 games for you guys?
Maybe 10, 12, but he's been a backup that's had to start. At the end of last year, he didn't play too bad. Better than I thought he would, to be honest with you. He looked a little more comfortable. Now, you know, maybe he catches up. Maybe he catches up this year and pleasantly surprised me. I don't know. And then you got Lyle Collins looks like he's in better shape than he was last year. He's coming back from that knee injury. Still got some ways to go. But Cheeto was not in, just rehabbing. So basically our whole team's there except for Jonah. So got to feel good about that. Everybody seems to be in a good mood. Everybody's focused. Burrow came in better shape than he ever has. Chase looks like he's chiseled out of granite. Carmen came in better shape. Kappa, Karras, those guys all look good. So, I mean, I'm really happy, you know, with what we got going on. But how's it play out in the field? Do we stay healthy? Do we get some contracts worked out? Yeah, still to be said.
Yeah. Hey, I like Tyler Boyd, man, coming back, man. I'm one of the guys that believe if Boyd doesn't get hurt, y'all might have been in the chip. I'm one of those people that believe that. And Boyd is a difference maker for
he is
11 personnel. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but I think we've got more depth in that position now. Charlie Jones, I think, isn't a drop off. You know, going to Trent like that. Trent Taylor, that's a bigger drop off. Trent Taylor from Boyd. So I think we added some depth in some key places. But yeah, to answer Afton, we have two guys coming back from ACL.
Yeah.
We have our right tackle and who may not even be right tackle if Jonah Williams comes back. And then we have our best cornerback, Cheeto Awuzie. Other than that, healthy, yes. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Hey, Reginald, man, you talking about with AFC North talk with Tony. It's Tony last name, man. They'd be on with Chris Carter on Locked On Steelers sometime. Is that the AFC North talk you talking about? Gotta be. With the dudes from Cleveland and the dude from Baltimore. Yeah, I checked it out, man. What you think? We better than them, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You should ask them if they've checked us out.
Exactly.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Tate, didn't you share that in our
Tony,
group chat?
Tony Seriarno. Did I do what, B-Dirt?
I thought you shared that in our
group chat. Yeah, I did share one of their shows.
Yeah, I checked that out.
Yeah.
The issue is that, you know, where the rubber meets the road is that they have guys that played in the NFL on that show, and we don't. We haven't. But I think
– nobody played in the NFL on that show.
Oh, Chris Carter has been on there before.
Man.
I've seen him on there. So, you know, they
no,
have
– No. You got this all confused. I'm talking about Chris Carter to do Locked On Steelers. They're right for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He never played football. He got the same
not
name
CC,
as a football player.
Not number 80.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're talking about somebody else.
I got it mixed up then. If they never played football, yeah, of course we got them by a million miles. But I thought one of the guys on that show.
You know what? I'm going to say this, too, about the guys who played football, guys played NFL, guys that play. You know who one of my favorite NFL analysts is right now?
Who?
Mina Kimes.
She's a beast. She knows what she's
ain't
talking
never
about.
Been in the NFL.
Yeah, she's a beast. Yeah.
Mina's the best.
Yeah, she's a beast. She knows her stuff. But she spends a lot of time watching film, analyzing stuff that we do similarly.
What about the one chick that I forgot her name that break down all the numbers and
NFL Network?
Yeah.
Kaplan Freeland.
Yeah, Freeland's her last name.
I don't think she could touch Nina Kimes.
I'm saying she's good. There's a lot of good women out there, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Nina Kimes, man.
They haven't played in the NFL.
Yeah, she's beastly.
That's not a prerequisite. Now, do you get some interesting insights to the culture, the locker room.
Somebody that played in NFL, and his analysis is trash.
True.
Who?
He played in this division too.
Who? Boomer. Who? Boomer Esiason?
Trash.
Y'all call Boomer Esiason trash?
Come on, hey, I held a sign of faith.
Listen. Boomer Esiason has the best play action fake in NFL history.
We're not talking about
that. That left-handed play action fake.
He's talking about his analysis.
We're talking about the Bengals. I thought you were talking about the quarterback. My bad. Hey, Jennifer, you're right. The guy that stole Kenny Pickett's card name was Chris Carter.
Yeah, that is true.
But yeah, nah, them guys have a good show. I just don't think their personalities as good as ours.
Chris Carter's are doing too much.
That's what got Philly.
Jeez.
Common name going on. But hey, B-Dirt, for real. So I got a question just to ask you. Who is starting safe, free safety, and strong safety for the Bengals?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
The rookie's gonna no.
So who's gonna start free safety and strong safety for the Bengals?
Dax Hill and Nick Scott.
I like Nick Scott come out of Maryland. He got some pedigree.
And he played in that run. When the Rams went to the Super Bowl, he played really well. That's when he was going into the playoffs late in the season. He played really well. He proved he could play against great teams, really good teams. We got to see it firsthand. So I like him. I think he's very intelligent, and I think Dax gives us a little more freedom as far as press man, bringing him up in the box, moving him around, keeping him back. I think we can do a lot more. I think you're going to see some three safety looks from us. I think you're going to see some people rotating in. I don't think Jordan Battle starts now. Ask me again in week 6.
Okay. So that's that, because really, be honest, that's the issue. Like how the Steelers, we know our issues and, you know, we watch each other because we're all fighting for the same crown. The issue in Cincinnati is free safety, strong safety. Everywhere else, you guys got it. But if what do the safeties do, especially when teams are going to line up in 11 and 12? What do you do?
Now, OTAs, they're hearing Battle's instincts are off the charts, that he plays faster than his 4.5 he ran because he trusts his instincts and he's very intelligent.
Yeah.
I long term, he's our answer. Okay. But I think short term, I don't think he'll start off that.
That's fair. All right,
but I trust Lou.
Yeah.
If you definitely ask me any of our coaches, that's the one I trust the most.
Hey, the Battle I was talking about, not the one that's on your team. I was talking about the one from Maryland, like not this past year before, safety out of Maryland. But yeah, your Nick Battle is
Nick Scott from Jordan Battle
from Penn State.
Nick Scott, Penn State.
Yeah, Jordan Battle from Alabama.
Bama, yeah.
Yeah.
Dax Hill. Hail.
That's what I'm talking
Hail
about.
To the victors.
That's what I'm talking about. Say it with your chest, man.
that means he's about to get toasted like Devin Bush.
Yeah, for sure.
No, sir.
And I want you.
He played
good
last year.
I want you to keep bringing up that statement about Ohio State quarterbacks in the league in the next couple years. You won't be saying that anymore.
You might have an Ohio State MVP in the next couple of years, quarterback.
You think CJ Stroud will win it already?
When you talk like that, you have the 31st rated offense for the Bears passing offense, and you talk about like that about your guy, and then you talk about Pickett like he's a scrub. Easy, you got the same guy. He's just a better running back right now. Both of them have stuff to do. Both of them have stuff to prove. I'm not saying they can't do it. I'm just saying. You're putting the cart in front of the horse a little bit.
If Tate can say Kenny Pickett is winning two playoff games this season, I can say Justin Fields, Ohio State quarterback, is going to win an MVP in the next few.
Did Justin Fields go 7-5 his rookie year?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
By design.
Stop talking.
Well, the coach that was coaching him his rookie year And Justin Fields didn't start that many games in rookie year, just to put that out there. The coach
has Justin Fields won 7 games in his career yet?
Probably not. But that ain't got nothing to do with what I said.
Hey, can you say this one time for me, man? Can you say it? Come on, man. Go Bucks one time. Come on, Pay.
We have a no expletive rule in this house. You can't do it. You can't do it. I was raised, you know, hey, good. I wore blue and sometimes maize with it growing up.
Claude applauded me. See what you did, Pay? Yeah, Claude applauded me. Got me sticking up for the Steelers. The world is backwards right now. Stop going out on that limb.
Bizarre world. Hey, check out Reginald Rivers' comment about D Hop. We were going to transition
to that. About
it. And we talk about the Ravens and the Browns.
We were talking about that right before we came on.
Let's take the thing, man. Let's take the thing. That way we ain't got to stop.
Take that break.
Okay, yeah, we take the break real quick. Good call, Big Nostradjesus, whatever you said you call yourself.
Nostradjesus in the house.
But you call it yourself, right? We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you with us on YouTube, stick with us. We back in 10 seconds. If you're listening to us on one of the audio platforms, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio.
Congrats, you don't have to see Big G signs.
Yeah, you guys aren't seeing Big G signs. But we're going to take a quick break, pay some bills, run some ads for a few seconds. So just stay with us, and we'll be back shortly.
For nearly 4 decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly 4 decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly 4 decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
And we're back on the Homies Friday Night Podcast. I'm your co-host Tate with the other co-host, the homie B Dirt.
What up?
The homie Big G.
Yeah.
G Stradamus. That's what it was. G Stradamus.
Stradamus in the house.
And we got low energy Pay. We told you want to see high energy Pay, listen to the Bear Claw. He don't get into his Ravens like he do his Bears, but we about to throw it to you, Pay. See what's going on with the Ravens OTA. I tell you something I heard that I read on a tweet or somewhere out of Ravens, read the Ravens community, that J.K. Dobbins don't think he's long to be in Baltimore.
That's probably fair for him to feel that way. If you heard what Lamar was when he was asked, what's the how does he feel about the offense so far? say, hey, you know, we're going to do a lot less running, a lot more passing. Get this short and sweet. And Lamar ain't the only one that runs the ball there. J.K. does as well. And, you know, if they're going to be – they're going to transition into a more current style of football that's played in the NFL, then J.K. might not be in the city of Charm City for too much longer. You know, that's fair. I mean, running backs move all around this league. Do I feel that, you know, he'll be moved out early before his contract is up? No. I don't think this team is going to trade him in any capacity. They're definitely like him there. So,
well, and this is last year. I mean, I think this is year four, isn't it?
This is year three, if I'm not mistaken. I can look that
okay.
up. Okay. I doubt that he's, you know, going to be gone anytime earlier than, you know, he should be. They do like him, but as far as it being a ground and pound team going forward, that's not the plan. But transitioning to some OTA talk, yesterday was definitely a defensive day for Baltimore. Now the defense looked like, yeah, it was all burning on all cylinders. The offense, you know, obviously they didn't have OBJ, you know, the aforementioned JK, they wasn't out there. So it was really just Lamar, Devin Duvernay, and Zay Flowers getting in a lot of reps. With Devin Duvernay being Lamar's favorite target for most of the session. Zay, he's looking good. The first week of OTAs, Zay had his best showing. It looked like Lamar was, you know, forcing him the ball a lot. But since then, he's shown some rookie, you know, ups and downs. But that's to be expected. He looked like an incredible athlete out there. Like I said, after they drafted him, he is an incredible athlete. Like, more so, not just a straight line burner like Hollywood was, but he is like everything. Twitchy. He's very twitchy. Very twitchy. I like that word, twitchy. He's got that start and go speed. He's got that, you know, sideline to sideline speed. He's got great hands. All compact too. Great body all the way around. He's going to be, they're going to be very good together, Lamar and Zay. That's the future. But at some point, you want to see them get out there with OBJ. He's, you know, his face has been in the building, but he hasn't got on the field yet. But, you know, he's a little older. He's 31. So you don't expect him to be, you don't expect organized team activities to be with a veteran of his, you know, repertoire and his age. So it's no big deal. But as I said, started out, defense had the offense on lock. Marlon Humphrey, he wasn't there either. But I want to talk about the safeties.
Kyle Hamilton.
Hamilton and I can't think of it. I'm blanking on the other.
Marcus Williams.
I saw Carl Hamilton. I saw some tape on him. He was out there killing them boys.
It was Marcus Williams and Cal Hamilton. They, you know, you might want to put this on a receipt, B-Dirt.
Oh, come on. I'm going.
I'm going to give you some time. I'm going to filibuster for a second.
We're there.
They looked real good. Yeah, they looked real good at Thursday. They looked very, very good. And if you ask me, this is just high, flustered, June football talk because I don't watch USFL. They might mess around and be the best safety duo in this division. High praise because they're a young duo.
I don't think you understand how receipts work here. We don't do mites or maybes on a receipt.
Okay, all right.
You gotta say it with your chest.
Okay. I'm gonna definitively say. They're the best duo, safety duo in the division.
That's big words, Payday. That's big words, man.
Consider Minka Fitzpatrick is a top three safety in the entire league.
That's why I couched it with duo. Minka can't be everywhere.
Right. No, but I'm saying I like KZ.
I think this is the second year for Cal Hamilton. He's gonna have a big step forward. He had flashes last year, but you know, I'm thinking about that Miami game. Well, you know, he was out of, position on what, three fourth quarter touchdowns?
Yeah, I like Kyle Hamilton, but I don't think he's strong in coverage though. But he can get better. We'll see.
Yeah, we can get better. I mean, that's all film work. All film work gets you better in coverage. He's got the foot speed. He's got the attributes. He can do it. I believe in it. And you know, and with Mark and Humphrey also, you know, as a corner, that's giving him more like deep cover three coverage. Yeah, I'm very, very happy with what I see in that back side of that defense coming from Baltimore. Last thing I think I had with Patrick Queen.
Yeah,
he said he wants to play at a lighter weight this year, so he can be more agile in covering passes. I don't have an issue with that. I think in this division when you got Burrow. And you know the ascension of Kenny Pickett and Waxy Watson, you do need to be able to cover passes.
Waxy Watson,
you do need to be able to cover the middle of the field.
Wow!
You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's a good call.
That just caused a damn image. You can't do that, man.
Hey, but you thought, hey, you're right. Hey, you're right. Baltimore is the problem. You know, for all our Steelers fans watching this, Baltimore's a problem.
I think Baltimore's problem once Lamar comes and proves himself as a passer when he's passing 65% of the time as opposed to them running the ball.
Our division is a problem,
B Dirt. You're right.
Lamar out his mouth, and you can take it with a grain of salt. In June, I do as well, for fantasy reasons. They say they're gonna be a passing team now. And they wouldn't have fired Greg Roman and hired Todd Monken, you know, Stetson Bennett's father to be the OC.
The OC of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what they said in his press conference when they hired him. Like, we want to marry the run with the pass and become a more gradual passing team. So, I mean, out their mouth, they want to pass the ball more. Perfect. Lamar's got the arm talent. Let's not dispute that. He's got the arm talent.
He does have arm talent.
He can make the passes. Is his completion could his completion rate be a little better? Obviously. Yeah, but if he just stays healthy, you know, you wouldn't have any questions about him.
Pay, I got a hot take question. Hot take. Do the Baltimore Ravens pick up D-Hop or trade for Dalvin Cook?
Well, wait. Does D-Hop go to the Ravens or the Browns?
I'm asking, do the Ravens pick him up or do they trade for Dalvin Cook?
As far as I've heard, Nuke, well, the wide receiver formerly known as Nuke, he wants a pretty penny to play.
$14 million.
Yeah, $14 million. I mean, that's not top wide receiver money right now. I think the top wide receiver is getting paid, what, $25 million?
Pushes you out of the Ravens and Bills.
Tyreek getting 30.
30, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So 30. So it's not super expensive. However, the Baltimore Ravens did just give another 30-year-old wide receiver $15 million.
Yeah.
They do not need to make that same. And use this word. No, let me finish. I'm going to use this word. I'm going to air quote for the people listening. I'm using air quotes. Mistake. They don't need to make this air quote mistake twice. Go ahead, B.
All right. For those of you listening, I've had a timeout held up for the past 10 seconds. Big G, will you read that? I think my glasses aren't working right.
What D-Hop Tim will Lyon be in say? Houston.
Tim Lyon no. said that?
No. He's not. Come on now. Houston. He's not going back to Houston. Come on, Tim.
I tell you, I think the Browns.
I've been hearing talk about Houston, though. I have heard chatter, but that's not he'll go there.
Listen,
I've
they can chatter. Afford him. He don't want to go do that, right? He could get that money, that $14 million he wants or whatever, and reconvene with his boy Waxy Watson.
In Cleveland? And y'all say and, so y'all you're saying Cleveland?
I like Cleveland better than I like Houston. But here's another place that plays indoors on turf, which we know he likes. Where? Detroit Lions wouldn't look bad, would it?
I've heard that. Up there, up here, you know, I'm close to Detroit. I've heard
they
that.
Got money.
I've heard that. I've heard that a lot.
Yeah, they've got a wide receiver opening too.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Him and Amon St. Brown would look good, wouldn't they?
Hey man, I'm a low key like you teams you root for the other team. Detroit is that team for me, I think, man.
No, I remember from the pick'ems last year. You rode with them and Denver the whole year.
Yeah, because I was rolling with Russ. Russ gonna be back this year though.
No,
no.
Go ahead and pick that pen back up, B.
No.
Pick the pen back. We got a Russ on here. Hold on a second. I gotta go through.
Tate, Russ.
What did it say? Hot trash?
Yeah, hot trash, man. It's all over with for Russ, man. It's all over with.
It's funnier for the people listening. It's funnier because the colors on that sign is Seattle Seahawk colors.
Exactly. He's been hot trash since he left Seattle. It's all over with, man. It's all over with. All over with the crying.
He's got a receipt for Russ. I can't get to it right now. I'm in the middle of moving. So at some point in time, you guys are gonna see new background.
Yeah. Hey, but Jeff
said no Cleveland rep. Jeff, we had one. The guy wouldn't stay. So you know, we got two Steelers with Steeler Channel.
It's hard to catch those Cleveland fans. You know, they're small. They escape your grasp. They move around. They jump from they jump in those gold buckets at the end of a rainbow. They're hard to corral.
Those are leprechauns, not elves, Pay.
I was gonna say when I think of a Browns fan,
you said that they're cousins.
I don't think of a petite person. I think of an overweight person in a white t-shirt with a belly hanging out the bottom.
The leprechaun is the small cartoon character that has good luck, right?
Notre Dame.
Okay. So the elves, they're reverse. They're the reverse leprechaun. They have bad luck. So that explains the Browns.
The elves got bad luck, and they used to bring you your toys when you was a little pay homie.
Joseph Donovan said the Bills, and I think we were talking about D-Hop.
That's a good fit.
It's a great fit, right? But he'd have to take less money. And he'd have to play outdoors in the winter on a field that needs to be condemned.
So can I tell you where I think he's going to end up?
No.
Well, I'm still going to say it. The Kansas City Chiefs.
That would be something. He'd have to take less money there too.
You need to put signs up for your own takes. Put up that hot take that fire tire to whatever
tire
it is.
Fire.
Hey man, he's Kansas City. He wants to win, man. He's at the stage in the career.
He wants to get 14 million.
What's he gonna get from Kansas City? $3.5 million?
No, but he's gonna get some Super Bowl rings, which is gonna mean a whole lot.
You don't take all the steroids he was taking last year if you don't want to win.
Yeah,
D-Hop was taking a lot of steroids.
Well, I mean, he got banned for PEDs.
Man,
I mean, that's why they pushed him out the league.
Here goes the homie Mod.
What up, Mod?
Chiefs got $3.8 million left on the salary cap.
I sent Mod two takes that was on the Speak Show: Emmanuel Acho and Rick Bucher, or was it LeSean McCoy and Rick Bucher?
Acho trash, man.
About man, Acho got Emmys, man. What are you talking about?
He's still garbage.
Quit putting your hot takes out there like that, man.
Still garbage. Like Skip Bayless, trash.
I mean, I don't like Skip, but I ain't saying he trash. Acho was good though. But yeah, I sent them two takes. They said where Dak was an average quarterback, wasn't bad, wasn't great, a good quarterback. Ma said they did that on TV for clickbaits.
No.
He loved Dak so much, big
exactly,
G.
Man. I know, man. But, you know, I'm not even – we're talking about the AFC North, man. I can't
waste
my thinking on –
Yeah. We about to wrap up and get to what we do. We're going to do a little different today. Be dirty. You go ahead and do somebody dirty first, man.
Uh-oh. I wasn't prepared to go first.
I got a reason, you always do.
I trust your leadership. Here's what I'm gonna do, and this one's gonna pain me. I had to wear I had to wear the maize and blue for a reason today. Mm. 23 seasons. 333 games played, started. 251 wins.
He got to talk about the GOAT.
Seven chips, 649 passing touchdowns in the regular season, 89,214 passing yards, 7,753 completions. Mm. Add that with the postseason gives him 102,614 passing yards. All those are all-time marks.
Oh, GOAT cheese.
35 playoff
oh,
wins.
Oh, GOAT cheese.
35 playoff wins are 19 more than number two at Joe Montana. 13,000 over 13,000 playoff passing yards, 88 playoff TDs, over 3,000 yards in Super Bowls, 21 Super Bowl touchdowns, 10 Super Bowl appearances, 5 Super Bowl MVPs, and 15 Pro Bowls. All records.
This don't sound like doing nobody dirty.
A net worth of $512 million. Mm. Signed a $370 million deal with Fox just to cancel it, to maybe own part of the Raiders.
Yeah.
To maybe not own part of the Raiders. To now I'm bored. Maybe I'll come back. Maybe I'll do this. Listen, I hated the Brett Favre saga. It absolutely drove me nuts. And now, one of my favorite players, a Michigan Wolverine, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, is starting to drive me nuts. Tom Brady, take a gap year. Don't tell us about anything. Don't try and do anything. Take a gap year, just like kids do before they go to college. Mm. Go travel. Take some time off. Chill out. Get your mind right. And then come back next year and tell us what you're going to do. Stop. I don't want to hear about him anymore. Let him ride off into the sunset as the greatest of all time.
He did him real bad. And that's your dude, bro.
He's my straight guy.
Missing. Yeah, you did him real bad. That's that took courage, man, for you to do Tom Brady bad.
It hurt my heart.
That's your guy, you know. I feel you.
Man, Brady just one of them dudes. He just now getting the attention that he never could get his first 19 years in New England. That's all it is. Belichick wasn't playing that. You know, it was the Patriot way. You couldn't be out in the media. You couldn't be doing stuff. Now he's been free the past 3 or 4 years, and he just hasn't got enough of it yet because he wasn't getting it all through his career.
Claude threw some haterade out there asking me to be muted.
Mm. Yeah, I see Mod say Acho is garbage too. Acho's not garbage. Mm. But yeah, anyway. Big G.
Yeah.
What you burning up this week, man?
Man, I thought long and hard about this one, man. And I thought, should I put it on a receipt? Should I say it with my chest? So I'm going to do a combo meal with all of them, man. Get the receipt book ready. B Dirk, because here I come, man. Mike Tomlin is going to win NFL Coach of the Year.
Wow.
Mike Tomlin's going to do it. Put it on the receipt.
It is.
Put it on the wall. Mike Tomlin is going to win NFL Coach of the Year.
That's going to require a minimum 12 wins.
Mike Tomlin is going to win NFL Coach of the Year.
You know what? I'm going to have to get you your own receipt board.
That's fine. That's fine. But you know what? I feel it in my heart, man. And I'm not trying to be biased. I'm really not.
It just comes naturally. I know.
No, listen, I'm reading what everybody else is talking about with the Pittsburgh Steelers, the most sneakiest team, the team that could do some damage and all whatever else. Hey, man, this is the year, man. This is the year. I'm not saying we're going to win the Super Bowl. I'm not that far gone with the Big G burner. But with the burner.
Not yet. But you guys start 3-1.
Robert Cotting agrees with you.
Yeah. Mike Tomlin's going to win Coach of the Year, man, in the NFL. He is, man. I feel it. I know it's time. It's time for him to get back where he's supposed to be. We already know he's a top three coach. We already know. He's a top three coach in the league. But he's been suspect with these barely over 500s for the last couple of years. I think he's finally got the roster where he says, you know what, yo, I'm going to show you who I am.
I'm going to show you when. And Tomlin is going to win at least two games for us by some coaching decisions that he makes. That's going to be huge.
Hey, Big G.
Yeah.
My say, you just say anything.
That's the most biased take I've ever heard in my life for a guy that rides Dak Prescott like there ain't no tomorrow. Come on, man. Come on, dog. Mike Tomlin,
well, I don't know if Mike Tomlin winning coach of the year is like, would the odds be better on that, or odds be better on Dak winning MVP? Because that's what he said.
I'm going with Tomlin. So that ain't going to smell the MVP. I'm going with Mike Tomlin, bro. Mike Tomlin's going to win coach of the year, bro. He's going to
be Dirk. June 2nd, 2023, know-it-alls, 9:04 p.m.
54 minutes into the show.
Hey, Pay. Okay, so Pay is up. Pay Gray say something with his chest. And, you know, we always ask Pay, like, Pay, man, why don't you really get up there and say something with your chest? Like, you know, take off your shirt, stick your chest out. Get up in the screen, man. So,
oh man, now I know why I got moved.
Let me sit my stupid ass down. Bro, what am I doing?
I'm in pain.
I can't even feel my legs no more.
I kind of thought that was going to get kept for some reason. Anyway.
Hey, you know what? I ain't even gonna mess with you because at least you in the gym. I need to get back in there more often.
Yeah, man. It's okay. Yeah, so we see you got it, Chess. That's why I played the video. Hey, why not one more time for you guys that can't hear it? You hear Pay. We're gonna check it out one more time. He in the gym working out.
Let me sit my stupid ass down. Bro, what am I doing?
I'm in pain.
I can't even feel my legs no more.
Not skipping leg day either. He's not skipping leg
day. Not skipping leg day.
He's getting it in.
So come on, Pay. Let's say something with your chest. We know you got one.
Good on you.
Let's go. Hey, fellas. Everybody in the podcast universe. Everybody with us on the live chat. We are 100 days away from kickoff from week one, Sunday, 1 p.m., 100 days. Can you believe it? It felt like it's been a long time since the last game. But we are only 100 days away from three of the four teams in this division starting 3-0. We can't. It's going to be glorious. Can't wait. You got the Ravens playing a rookie quarterback, you know, a team that only won three games last year. That's a dub. We've got Pittsburgh Steelers playing who knows at quarterback. The team that they're playing don't even know who the quarterback's going to be week one. That's a dub. And we got Cincinnati Bengals. Everybody represented on this pod right now, starting the year, 100 days from now, starting the season. Dub. Cincinnati, I forgot who they're playing.
Browns.
It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. I'm going to quote the great Rocky Maivia, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. It doesn't matter who they're playing. That's a dub.
Dub, baby. Dub.
Like I said, 100 days is a nice round number. But in 3 days, it'll be the Casey Hayward day, 97. Let's keep it moving. Can't wait. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay. Well, we're about to get ready to get out. Everybody, thanks for joining us. I mean, what? Come on, go. Everybody, go ahead and plug yourself real quick. What you got to plug, B Dirt? I know you got your show up and going.
Yes, we actually load on Wednesday night. So we will have the first edition of Running Through the Jungle with myself and Justin Lacey as host. Please come check it out. If you're into Bengals and you're here, come check us out. If you know somebody it is, let them know about us. And if you want to come snoop on us, find out what's going on with who you got to knock off to get on top of that hill, come check us out. Mm.
Big G, plug G Stradamus.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all? Hey, thanks for watching us
tonight on the Steel Curtain Network, Fans First Network's Homies Podcast. You can check us out on Sundays on the Know-It-Alls Podcast at 6:15 p.m. We are now available on iHeartRadio and Spotify, so you can listen to us and simulcast on the Know-It-Alls Podcast on Sundays at 6:15. And please don't forget about listening to That's Rather Cavaliers, Cleveland Cavaliers Podcast with me and my boy Tate rocking it hard for the That's Rather Cavaliers on Spotify and on Facebook.
Pay. Go ahead and close out with some energy because you're going to talk about Bear Claw.
Listen, everybody.
See, look, he's smiling. Everything.
Yeah. It's like free Red Bull.
My FFSN family. If you know someone who loves North football, if you know someone who don't love North football, send them my way anyway. I don't care. If you like the guys here, if you like anybody that's involved with this endeavor we're doing, come check us out. Support us over here at the Bear Claw Pod. We got a lot of good stuff going. If you love, you know, to hold Packer quarterbacks, hold them responsible for all the trash they do, like namely Brett Favre, you can get all that great fun energy right here at the Bear Claw. As you see in the chat, all of us following us live, he's in his jack. Go ahead and click over, hit subscribe. Get us on where you get your pods, Spotify, Apple, Stitcher. We're everywhere.
It is good too, man. It angers me. I listen to Bears stuff and will actually like the show.
I do too. I do too. I just don't appreciate Pay having great energy there and then low energy here.
It's a yin yang.
Yeah. Okay. Well, long as Big G and B Dirt bring the energy, man, we don't care what you do, Pay. but everybody just, you know, check out, well, let's talk about the Steel Curtain Network real quick. Check all the shows on Steel Curtain Network. Like I say, every week on Monday it's the Hangover. That's with Shannon White and Jay. And on Tuesday we got the Scobro Show. That's easy to remember, the Scobros. Then on Wednesday, we got the Curtain Call with Jeffrey Benedict and Shannon White. Can I remember the big homie Shannon last week? Shannon White. Thursday, you got the Preview Show, Jeff, Bad, and Dave. And Fridays, you got us, and you got all kind of audio options to listen to. Check them out. Jeff Hartman's Ride or Die Crew. Great, great listen. Talk about different stuff every Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning. You got
– What day does Bad Language drop?
I think Bad Language was yesterday.
Yeah. I catch it on Spotify, so I don't.
Yeah, you just listen. Okay, man. Well, we're about to get out of here. Everybody, thanks for joining us. And, Pay, you know how to take us home, man. What was already up? Was it Reginald that already
said? Reginald Rivers.
Yeah.
Claude also.
Claude said it too?
Yep.
Pay, they know what you're gonna say.
We gotta start a movement, man. We gotta start a movement to arrest Brett Favre.
And we out. Peace.